also hope to be gathering as much other material from people in Cosby. We'll be gathering, we'll be writing to people around the state, trying to get, just all other material that might help with other people that are interested in stuff from the university, and have it all housed here in Cosby, like a regional resource line. Function for all the villages. So if one, and another thing along with this too is, next year, we'll also get some money for making miniature models or displays, and different things on the fishery, so that's, different things on that, maybe some artifacts, so they could be housed here in Cosby. And when someone wants, well, the school wants to do a, teacher unit on something, they could write here and see what materials we have, and then we could send that material out there, and do that, send it back, and we could go to another school. Hopefully, this will be organized into, like, four units that could be sent around to the different schools.
Are there any more questions about that part of the program, cultural heritage part? Did we miss any? The other part of the program that we're going to write is the preschool program. And before we get into the preschool program, I want to say a few things. Couple of the villages have been talking to us and writing and written us letters, asking us if we write our Johnson Battle program this year, could we include a preschool program for some of the villages? And at first we were just going to do the training part, training. Head Start teachers and preschool teachers, and then we decided that we would, then Brokamp said, we're going to drop Cayenne, we're going to drop Noatan. Brokamp has four schools in the our Anna area. Selwyn, Norman, Noatan, and Cayenne. And Brokamp said that they were going to drop their Cayenne and Noatan. So they thought it would be a good idea if we included them and wrote our proposal to include preschool funding for those two villages. So we said, fine. Plus we had gotten a letter from Kimalina asking us, why don't we do that for their preschool program? So the next thing we did, Bruce and I called SOS in Anchorage and said, hey, do you have any preschool programs up here? And if you do, which ones? And we must have talked to the wrong woman. Right off the bat, we got on the wrong foot. We talked to somebody named Carol Johnson, and she looked through her records, and she said, no, we don't. And then she mumbled something about Amber, and she wasn't even clear about that. She says, no, they have no preschool programs. And I knew that we had preschool programs. I knew Shawnak had one. I knew Kimberlina had one. I've been into those places.
Deering
has one. So we started writing program to include all the villages except Selwyn and Norman, because Rokamp is going to fund those two. Then, yes, out of the clear blue sky yesterday, we got together with a Title I man, Title I, Mr. Chris Carr, and he's out of the SOS office in Nome. Before that, once or twice, I tried calling Ron, because I knew that, Ron should know about this, So I attempted calling Ron. I didn't get through to Ron. Ron Coleman, who you all know, SOS superintendent. So we started writing, including all the villages. Yesterday, Chris Carp came, and he said that they have preschool programs in Shumnat, Ambler, Kibalina, and Deering. And as far as he knew, they were going to continue next year. But we were getting, I think the reason people had been asking us from the villages is because they were unhappy with Title I. Title I, this same programs next year that they're going to fund, those four programs, Shamak, Amber, Deering, Kimonina. The only thing that I can say to you people is, we're not trying to take a program away from SOS. You know, if you want to stay with your Title I program, fine. We know that there are some problems. Now, like Buckland said, that he's in the process of writing the Title I program now for early childhood. And he said if he knew that it would not be delayed, if we would have a hot lunch program, he'd just assume stay with Title I. And that's the way it should be, you know. We're not trying to force our program on you. If there's any way we can help you, if you stay with Title I, and if there's anything we can do to help your program, offer you a hot lunch program, maybe. Offer you, we're going to have three workshops for training the Head Start teachers. We're going to have a field coordinator. You all know Laura Norton. You know how she goes from the village to her four villages, traveling, training. We were planning on having a field coordinator and supplies. So if there's any way in training, in hot lunches, in supplies, or anything like that, we can help you. You want to stay with your Title I program, that's fine. You don't have to accept our program. We are still going to include Kiana and Noatan. And so we don't want to force our program on you. Hobuck doesn't have a program at all. So you don't have to make a choice. We're offering you something. You can either take it or leave it. But Polly, now Shamak has Title I. That's what you folks have been operating under, huh? Title I program. So if you want to stay with them and get some, you can get hot lunch from their two-year school, huh?
There's no supplies, and you have to have it in the home with the preschool instructor. There's no hot lunch, not even for those first to eight graders, three graders.
No hot lunch at all.
And did Chris Carr say anything about what Title I will be next year? Will there be a hot lunch program and workshops?
He said there would be no hot lunch program.
He said that there's something in their guidelines, so they can't have a lunch program. But he said there will be. He made it sound like this year there are all kinds of problems with starting school and going, but the next year he doesn't foresee that problems. It's supposed to have the awarding system that everybody 100 times over the surveys.
That's what they said last year.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I asked him, how much money did you spend in Buckland for commodities and for supplies? Because I know Buckland hasn't received one red cent for 2 years. The aide there, the teacher director there, was buying soap out of her own pocket. We have soap for those kids and that, you know. And I guess it's just, he said $500 and then a $4,200 or a $2,700 figure for commodities or something. Remember for Buckland, he told us?
No, I don't think he's saying that.
But yet, going there and you talk to the teacher director and she hasn't received one thing in 2 years.
Yeah. Well, I think
except
that's...
that, you know, we don't want to knock it. We want to talk it down. Do whatever you want. We just want to tell you that we're going to include a couple villages. If you want our program, fine. If you don't want it, that's fine. If you're any part of our program, you want.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if you can even do that, Judy, because you see, part of the Johnson O'Malley regulations are that it is supplemental money. It is money to provide something that isn't being provided now, or that you can't get money to provide for another source.
Well, wouldn't the hot lunch program be a supplemental fee?
It would, but I'm saying I don't think that we can put operational expenses for salaries.
Yeah, no. No, I offer in a hot lunch program for them.
Yeah,
I offer in some training.
Yeah.
We're going to have training and workshops. That part we could offer, can't we?
see there's gonna be one for June, but,
or whatever, we can get the grant.
Right, the supplies that was ordered for this year, and they ordered them last year, we haven't gotten any of them. They got the, papers, you know, like the board like to, they're filled out with paper. That's all our doing is about so far, and none of the supplies are showing. And the preschool instructor now is having a hard time.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what we're going 5 days a week with, most of our supplies from school or parents or, they wish to pitch in. That's what we wish to do.
So the thing that we're really concerned about, that, you know, between if early childhood, what is it? If Title One, SOS, JOM, which is us, between the two of us, here we are, wanting to write a program. The main thing we should be concerned about is, you know, not who writes the program, but a good program is in each village, you know? Between the two of the two, we should certainly come up with a good program, and each village should be able to have a good program. And that's what we're concerned about. Shungnak has a Title One program, it's been pretty good. Now, you've had no problems with it, have you? You didn't get your materials either?
That's what you mentioned, they had a lot of problems.
Yeah. And still, you know, all of a sudden now, we are trying to get in the act. And the only reason we're trying to get in the act, because people have been telling us they're unhappy. You know, why don't we write a preschool program, we're unhappy. A few villages have come, so here we are, right? And then all of a sudden, Title One is coming through and saying, we'll have a good program next year. We'll be okay, we'll take care of everything. And I'm not saying that's bad, you know, I'm not knocking SOS, I'm saying that, we're just interested in a good program for the village. And I don't see why between JOM and early childhood, why we can't have. But yet, sitting here now, how do we expect them to determine, you know? How do we expect Shungnak, Erin?
They decide for sure now what they'll, what they're going to do, which is the fact that they think it's a good idea that they do that with Shungnak.
Is that right?
Well, the other thing that we heard from Chris Park was that each of the villages, Deering, Amber, Buckland, Kimberlita, and Shungnak, that were declared Title I sites for this year, will be, he said, definitely declared Title I sites for the next 2 years. That there is,
yeah, but I don't see anything different about that. That's always been. It's been a 3 year period. That's no big deal. It's awful. 3 years.
But then the other problem was that kind of building, which he said was small.
Last year there was a big delay in Title One because of it. I don't know anything about Title One that I'm not that familiar with, and I don't want to knock it or talk against it. It's just that I think it makes it, it's too bad because it makes it hard for them to decide.
Well, I think.
What could we recommend?
Yeah.
Just last week, I had the number 8, she wants to go and hire number 8. So I guess we don't need for 360 an hour. The money is coming from RDA. So she works for RDA anyway. I don't see why they can't get it.
Like,
She does.
Yeah. Would she bump it on it? School year basis?
To say that you think
Erin says they want a hot lunch program. Now, Shumack has hot lunch in their Title I. Holly, what could we?
About tree, or just building on next to you?
Yeah.
What could we offer Holly?
Well, preschool aid.
I think though, do you know where the money's coming from?
It's a school program, they just have enough food that they include the preschool. It's a regular hot lunch program for the school at Holly, and then the little ones come and eat also. We just include them in their regular school.
But we could still, Shumack, put in the hot lunch program.
Is that what you're talking?
Since it's not budgeted, we're never giving more money to Calgary for the others.
Yeah, that would just give you that much more money and that much more food.
Yeah.
With the price of groceries now, I'd grab it. And then like Buckland, I know I talked to Nora, and she really wants a hot lunch. They have no lunches, those kids, huh, preschool kids. And I know they really want a hot lunch program, and she said any training. Then Kiana, we are picking up anyway. Nora, we can stay in South if we're taking care of by road camp. So we have the consensus of the opinion there, that the hot lunch program and the training.
Yeah, well, I think we should mention right now too that what is to come out of this meeting is basically what we're talking about. An arrival at what, more or less specifically, you as the regional Johnson Memorial Committee want to apply for with Johnson Memorial funds, which means what you think are priority needs for the region. And I think a little later on, we have to list those specifically.
Like what?
Well, like saying early childhood is a priority.
Johnson O'Malley committee will decide who this person should be. They'll each village can do with it what they want. Like Stella, for example, they have a counseling program.